Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Against West Ham United at the Credit Monster.
I nearly called the police on you.
I own the club.
I didn't know it was you. I just saw some weird bloke sat in a random seat in the stadium at 10 o'clock at night. I suppose you are a weird bloke in the grand scheme of things. And I'm a weird bloke-ess. Hey.
Hmm?
Think positive thoughts.
Yeah.
You're just thinking about money, aren't you?
Yeah.
We've escaped before and we can escape again.
Yeah, true. True. Do you think we'll do it?
Oh, I don't care, do I? I've got a cushy tech job now, mate.
You what? Really?
Oh, yeah. Director of Strategy.
For what?
I don't know, some app that lets people bank or fuck or bank and fuck. I don't know.
When do you start?
Gonna take the summer off, you know, find myself.
Huh. Didn't know they did package holidays to hell.
It's very warm this time of year.
I think I might have fucked it.
Fucked what?
Ashwood.
Well, we will have to wait and see, won't we?
But it's like, you know, 1888, so what? I mean, it's not that fucking long in the grand scheme of things, is it? I mean, there's some tortoises waddling about that are older than this place, you know? Yeah, why does this city feel entitled to have a top-flight team? Or even Championship, or League One?
There's nothing you can do now, mate, unless you're going to kidnap Messi from Saudi Arabia or wherever he is and put him up top against West Ham. All we can do is watch.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, this is where I watched my first Ashwood game from, actually.
What, this exact seat?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Came along with my dad. Stuffed my face with hot dogs and sweets. Bought a shirt. Got a picture with Des Walker.
Good old Des. That's good, mate. You know, to have childhood memories of a club that you went on to own.
I was 29.
Oh.
I grew up in Fulham. Jess, not this fucking shithole. Jesus. I had caught wind at the time that they were struggling. And I wanted, you know, something of a statement investment. Then a couple of years after that, my journey with Ashwood started. I got lucky with the formation of the Prem, got even luckier in the late 90s when we weren't shit. Got luckier in the noughts when we were half decent. Then got really lucky and ran the place. You know, facilitated the deal from Mick to ASG. Then my lucky strike hit again and I bought the lot.
Then luck ran out.
Yep. But is there just a tiny few drops of it left?
We'll see tomorrow.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
Yes, thanks, Jules. I'm pitchside at a very nervy Credit Master Stadium for Ashwood City against West Ham United. A couple of weeks ago, this looked like a relegation clash for both sides, but West Ham are very much safe. Ashwood could have been safe last week, but for that late Damari Gray equaliser. The Super Whites know what they have to do today, but can they pull it off? That remains the question on everybody's lips. I spoke to a couple of fans earlier, and they said that if they won today, it would be the biggest win in the club's history.
Welly.
Hey, Gaffer, how you going? You alright?
Yeah, I think so. You?
Yeah, bit nervous, but you know.
Yeah, same. You seen Woody anywhere?
Saw him this morning, but I think he's just getting a few things prepped and he'll be in.
Great. Could you look at William's calf, please, mate? He said it was tight against Everton, and I just want to be in the know. Yeah.
Yep, course. Back in a tick.
Yep.
Where are you?
Just parking up now.
Why just now?
Because some fucking bellend stole my spot.
I didn't steal your spot.
You're not the only fucking bellend, Colin. There's plenty more bellends. Don't be so self-obsessed. What do you want?
We got a teeny-weeny problem.
So, as the owner, I get calls about teeny-weeny problems, do I? Something tells me, Colin, this isn't teeny-weeny.
All right, it might be a biggie-wiggy problem.
Oh, just fucking tell me what the problem is.
Reuben.
Loftus. Cheek.
No, Reuben Thomas.
Our analytics guy.
Former analytics guy. Now, West Ham's analytics guy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, he's a fucking number bot, though, isn't he? What's he gonna do?
Well, you see, Dan had Reuben working on a game plan for Everton and then West Ham.
Shit. Well, I mean, what do you want me to do, Colin? Go take his hand, tell him I love him, forgive him, and sing fucking Kumbaya. This isn't Ted Lasso, mate.
I want you to tell Woody.
Oh, what?
Well, maybe if we use the heavy training data, as in, you know, the cooldowns from it, and ask the vest manufacturer to give us... Hold on a sec.
No, carry on your cool, mate.
No, it's not urgent. It's for the summer.
Right. Yeah, so... How are you feeling?
Hey, bit, you know, termites in my belly, but hey, you?
Butterflies in mine.
Right, that's cuter, isn't it? Wee little cute butterflies. The termites would probably win in a fight, though, wouldn't they?
Maybe.
Aye, they would. So here we are then, all riding on this one. Out of money, out of the Champions League, basically out of the fucking stadium. Just need to be out of the relegation zone. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. Look, and you know, hey, this might not even bloody matter, eh? I mean, just what do I know about football? But, yeah, so basically, Reuben Thomas, well, Colin just bumped into him.
Right.
And he was in a West Ham tracksuit.
Because he loves the Hammers? Was he forever blowing pretty bubbles in the air too?
He was actually with Moisey and a couple of the other guys.
Oh, fuck.
It would appear that he might have jumped ship.
Ah, that fucking bubble-blowing cunt!
Yeah, look, like I say, this might mean nothing.
No, it means the opposition basically have our game plan, pal.
Well, yes and no.
But how exactly is it a yes and a no?
Not sure, but it is definitely a yes.
Fucking fuck this, I'm going to speak to Dan.
Woody, let's just
fucking cunt.
Play our game.
All right, thanks. You got any more cliches you'd like to pull out your bum? Perhaps we should go out there and just enjoy ourselves too. Fucking hell.
God, I need more wine.
You want me to ask them to put it in a pint glass?
No, that would be ridiculous. Just tell them I'll drink it straight out the bottle.
Righto. Do you want a drink, Pat?
Yeah, white Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir, got it.
No, white Pinot Noir.
Gotcha.
Colin, white. Yeah, it has to be the white Pinot Noir.
I thought Noir meant black.
Well, yeah, it does. But listen, white Pinot Noir.
Is this like some tartan paint fucking cuntery, is it?
No, it's not cuntery. I'm just asking you to get me a white Pinot Noir, okay? It's a white wine made from red grapes.
Yeah, you're full of shite.
I'm not, Colin. Cut off, for fuck's sake, he's gone.
How'd Woody take the news?
How'd you think? Our ex-girlfriend just ran off with some East London scumbag. And not even trendy East London, you know? Just fucking god-awful music hall, those were the days, apples and pears, twat.
It's not really our ex-girlfriend. It's not like we gave a shit about Reuben when he was here. Besides, I knew he spoke to West Ham because Karen told me.
Yeah, well, she didn't tell him to fuck off, did she?
Needs must.
Needs fucking must, please. What fucking needs do they have? They're safe. Yeah, what, they want to finish 15th instead of 16th? Oh, well, fucking we.
Right, one bottle of this white stuff.
Oh, thank you.
One glass of this red stuff.
Right, you didn't listen.
They said Pinot Noir is a red.
Yes, but the white one isn't.
They said Noir means black, and you can't have white black. Plus, she said red grapes make red wine.
What's her name?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, Miss I Don't Give a Fuck is fired.
You had more fucking scaling back. You didn't scale back on security for this one, though, did you? Jesus. Security guards are decked out like fucking SWAT teams.
Well, I'll be grateful if they stop us getting mobbed when we get relegated.
Look at that one over there. Looks like a Mandalorian or some shit.
Really? I went to university with a Mandalorian.
What?
A Mandalorian.
Yeah?
At my university.
Fucking what? There was a Mandalorian at your university?
Yes.
What the fuck are you talking about? Have you been on the white wine?
Well, apparently not, Colin. But, yeah, I'm telling you, a Mandalorian was at my uni. My best mate actually got a little action. So.
Your best mate shagged a Mandalorian?
Oh, Amanda shagged everybody. Everybody, you know. So did her sister, actually, Charlotte Lorian. Or was it Penny?
I'm fucking lost here.
Can you two shut up, please?
Dan. Daniel.
Woody, can you run and give the lineup to the broadcasters?
The broadcasters can fucking wait.
Actually, I think we're legally obliged to provide...
Ruben's working for West Ham.
What?
Ruben. Fucking Reuben Thomas, the sneaky little fucking cunt.
Woody? Reuben?
I know, pal.
He knows our pressing patterns. He knows the calls. He knows our plan for Declan Rice. He knows we're going to isolate Ogbonna.
They've dropped Ogbonna.
Shit!
Yep.
What do we do?
Well... It's a bit too late for a totally new fucking game plan. What is our plan B, anyway?
Plan B? Well, if we went 1-0 down, we were just going to work on their weak points, but from the sounds of it, they've wiped those options off the table.
Oh, guys, I just popped in to see Moisey, and I think I saw...
We know.
Right, it's just he was working on the...
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, right, what do we fucking do?
What about, like, no plan, just energy?
I hate it.
Me too! But... You know, what the fuck else?
We can't rustle up a game plan right before kickoff.
I know that.
Then use one we know.
Yeah, Chris, Reuben knows it, all right? Which means West Ham know it, okay? They've already dropped Ogbonna.
Then we use the evident one. It's fresh in the players' minds, right?
Welly, it's
That's not actually that bad. Do the three at the back again. That works against the three behind Antonio. We also keep tabs on him, all right? Your only problem is in the middle we've got the opposite of Gay and Gardner in Rice and fucking Suchet. Well, William's calf is too tight anyway.
Swap William out.
Okay.
Right, put Nelson McCarthy in because he did this role for us against Newcastle anyway.
What role was that? The role of scrappy midfield cunt that ruins their day.
Okay, right, so, same as Everton. Early energy. Jonesy high up in a two with Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
Overloads on the wings, settle it down. Then again, in early, second half.
Right, then we'll work on something for off the ball sheet, but ultimately we're going the same.
Yep, same.
Okay. Fuck. Good luck, everyone. Good luck, guys.
Good luck. Good luck, gents.
Here, under the late afternoon sun, in the long shadow of the Credit Master Stadium, a city awaits its fate. The offensive has come to an end. The divisions and legions that marched once under the banners of ambition find themselves in full retreat. Humbled and routed by the formidable hordes of the modern game, plagued by greed within its ranks and outflanked by its rivals. Survival in this league is and always was a war of attrition. And so it is inside these city walls that gallant defenders of hope must be asked to do their duty once more, and perhaps for the very last time. Alongside me today, the brave knight, Sir Billy Richards of House Mercy.
Oh, Lord Drury, Master of the Realm, you're too kind. Look, it's an honour, it's a privilege to be here today. These games, no matter who's involved, always make me nervous, always get me a bit twitchy. But Ashwood City have really brought me to the brink here. What a season they've had. They've hauled themselves back from the cliff edge to this point today. Whatever happens, it's going to be a new chapter for the football club. And let me tell you something. Every Ashwood City fan in this stadium knows that.
Nerves are jangling. Minds are racing. Let us hear from Ashwood City manager, Dan Watson.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook?
And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Fuck off, Ben. Fuck off, Ben. Fuck off, Ben Rama. Fuck off, Ben. Fuck off. Ooh. Ooh. He missed.
You know, it's not Ben Rama.
What?
It's Ben Rama, not Ben Rama.
Ben Rama.
Patrick, his name's not Benjamin Rama.
Isn't it?
No, mate, it's Saeed Ben Rama.
Oh, I always thought it was Ben.
I'm really going to miss working with you.
Really?
No.
Declan Rice. Shielding the ball from Jones and pinging it out nicely to Jared Bowen, who fizzes the ball in. Ben Rama! Just couldn't reach it.
So close. He wanted an Inspector Gadget moment, didn't he? Where he could just stretch his leg that just that little bit further. We'd be looking at 1-0. Now, I don't know about this three at the back for today. I mean, it means you're getting a lot of players basically playing double cover in the middle. Ben Rama arriving late is actually tricky for them to reshuffle, recoordinate who picks him up, who doesn't. And that's exactly why he's found some space in the box. When he absolutely, you know, when you're playing three at the back, he absolutely should not be finding space in the box.
Now, this will impact Ashwood City. Leeds United have gone ahead at Elland Road, which means the bottom of the table isn't good reading at all for Ashwood fans. A point will not do. They'll need to take all three against West Ham.
Here's Socek. Sofell on the overlap. Here is Sofell. Inside to Mikhail Antonio, who's sitting deep. Bowen has found space. Antonio has found Bowen. And Bowen has found the outside of the post.
Same problem. Same problem. There's too many bodies, not enough delegation. They're starting too deep. They're letting West Ham come onto them. And look, I know it's not Nakatomi's proper position, okay? But he's been playing it long enough now to know, get goal side of Kufal. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how quick you are. Get goal side. Give your lads at the back some support.
Where's the press? Where's the press, boys?
Hey, Dan. Dan. Gaffer.
Willie.
Don't. But Leeds have scored.
And I'm saying fucking don't.
He needs to know, would he?
Fucking doesn't.
At eight, leave it.
Cresswell, still able to bring the ball forward. Looks to cross it and does so. Onto the head of Antonio! Clawed wide by Riviere. An enormous save from the Frenchman.
Spectacular. Spectacular. Simple as that. Top of Ashwood City's to-do list if they survive. If it's Patrick Nolan or whoever else comes into this club in the summer, top of the to-do list should read, give Riviere a new contract, pay anything. Because he is that good. He is that experienced. He's marshalling this defence 1 minute and he's making saves like that the next. Sublime.
I feel like we're getting dicked. Does it feel a little bit like we're getting dicked?
We're getting a tad dicked, yeah.
Just the tip?
Yeah, just the tip, but it definitely qualifies as a dicking, I think.
I meant to say, actually, Patrick, my leaving gift.
Leaving gift? You're not getting a fucking leaving gift.
It's not like I want a fucking speedboat.
What, can't get a speedboat?
What is it then? What do you want?
I want to get a training top, the navy one with the white stripe.
Right.
But I want to get JT on it.
Yeah, fine.
Well, like John Terry.
What?
You're doing it because of John Terry.
No, Jess Tate.
Oh, well, yeah.
Fuck's sake, now I've just realised I've got the same initials as John Terry.
Jones and Lloyd here exchanging words with Dan Watson in the dugout, and still the conversation goes on. A brief moment of respite in the nail-biting urgency and suffocating tension of this final day.
It's the second half, it's 0-0, and Leeds United have made this all the more nerve-wracking. And I tell you what, Leicester City are making a good go of it as well. Typical final day drama.
One thing is clear, even at this stage, a point simply will not do. Only victory ensures Premier League football.
It's hard to watch, Peter, it really is. It's so hard to watch.
And Billy Richards, you played for both sides, you forget.
I'm glad somebody hasn't forgotten, Peter. Yes, that's right, I did, of course. I loved my time at West Ham. It was quite a team we had back then. And Jonesy just here on my...
Jones has found some space to run as Declan Rice hobbles to his feet. West Ham fans do not like that, but the Ashford City fans certainly do. Jones with a brilliant through ball to Ivan Lloyd. Off the post and cleared by Zuma. And listen to this place, Billy.
The credit master has awoken. This is what West Ham don't want, because I tell you what, when this place wakes up, it's almost impossible to deal with. Listen to this. Look at the faces of these fans. It's going to get lively, Peter.
We should have fucking scored, man.
Yeah, well, they should have scored about fucking 10. So I'll take the 0-0 from now, mate.
Right, we've got 20 minutes to fucking score. Is that too much to ask? Is it? I mean, do I need to actually pray for a goal against West Ham? We've scored against PSG, Bayern, we scored against fucking Barcelona this season, and we can't score against fucking West Ham!
Hey, look. Look.
What?
Look at that sub.
Who are we bringing on?
Patrick, it's their sub.
Cheeky fucking fuckers.
Oh, what a cunt.
I think what we said at half-time, but maybe limit the press. They're too high up the field, and I actually think making runs in behind is proving to be more fruitful.
Wait, tutti frutti. Look.
What?
Look who they're bringing on.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. Playing cunt, maybe? Didn't even think he was fit. Such a load of fucking bollocks. Such a fucking West Ham thing to do.
A change for both sides here. Park coming on for Woodward for the hosts. And for West Ham, it's Benrahma off. Kyle Francis-Clark on. And the Credit Master Stadium does not know how to react to that one.
The hero returns, but in the guise of a villain, Peter. You're right, it's a difficult emotion for the fans to put their finger on. Don't blame them. He did an incredible thing here, and now he's back, but in the same scenario, only in a different colour shirt.
Park Suhail has been on the field for just 5 minutes, but he's already running West Ham ragged. He's providing a lot to deal with for Cresswell. Dan Watson spoke before the game, actually, about the value of fresh legs, especially in someone like Park Suhail, and that's really paying off here. In fact, here he goes again.
Liverpool are much the better side. Salah with that early goal.
I'm just going to stop you there, Steve, because there might be yet another twist in the relegation battle, and I believe it's happened at the Credit Master Stadium in the game between Ashwood City and West Ham United.
Park Soo-il sprinting to keep the ball in play, and he does. He's looking to run at Cresswell, who steps across and brings Park Soo-il down in the box. Anthony Taylor says penalty.
Yes! Yes! Get in! Go on, Parky! Go on, Parky! Wait, fucking
penalty! Penalty! Ref!
Fucking penalty!
Ref!
You know it, Anthony! You fucking know it! Get it, you bald cunt! Get it!
Yes,
come on!
Get it! Come on! Beauty!
Ivan Lloyd. What a journey he has had, and what a destination he finds himself at here. Ivan Lloyd to put Ashwood City within touching distance of Premier League survival. Saved by Fabianski!
Oh, Ivan. Oh, my. Huge pressure on the man, there's no doubt about that. I don't know what to say, Peter. It's a good save, it's a good-ish pen. Maybe it needed to be a great pen. Who knows?
The Super Whites rally themselves for the corner. Taken quickly by Jones, onto the head of Adeyemi, over the bar.
this pressure on. Keep these chances coming. You've got to wash that bad taste out of your mouth as soon as possible.
Fuck. I think I weed a bit.
Jess.
Just a little bit.
You can't see it.
I don't want you to fucking see it. I'm just saying a little bit of wee came out.
I thought wee came out like for happy things, like laughing too much.
No, tension can do it as well.
Yeah, fascinating. Shut up.
Jesus Christ, we need a goal, guys. Hey, we fucking know that, Willie. Just bloody bodies, just bodies up there, you know?
We're getting torn open again, pal. It's fucking dangerous, all right?
Mate, there's 10 minutes left.
I know that. I know.
Hey, shush. Fuck, look at this. Look at this.
The momentum falling away now for Ashwood City as West Ham pile the pressure back on. Here's Kyle Francis-Clark. Beats Marcelo on this left-hand side. Francis-Clark wriggles into the box, lays it off to Solskjaer. And relegation prevented by 60 millimetres of shuddering steel, and Ashwood City can break here as Park Soo-il charges forward in possession and Lloyd is busting a gut on this overlap, and still Park, and still, and he's beaten Kurt Zouma and he's played it into Lloyd. Villain to hero, from one end of the pitch to another, from relegation to survival.
More on Arsenal in a moment, but I'm told there is an Ashwood City goal. That's right, a goal
this
for Ashwood City.
This is massive, absolutely massive. After missing that penalty, Ivan Lloyd has just put Ashwood City in the lead. And most importantly, he's put them out of the bottom three.
So just to reiterate now, as it stands, Ashwood City will remain in the Premier League after that huge goal by Ivan Lloyd at the Credit Master Stadium. Wow, never a dull moment on the final day.
Jones still getting out fought here in the middle for Ashwood City. Just 5 minutes left. They can't afford to lose possession in these areas.
Yeah, legs are going, Peter. Let's hope that brains aren't, eh? Because it takes serious concentration to keep leads as thin as this when the stakes are this high. They've got 5 minutes. They just need to remain completely and utterly fixated on their tasks and they will get there. But they've got to stop taking the ball down these empty channels.
Fucking hate this.
Yeah, we're looking completely white. It might be worth just getting Ivan to come and sit back as well.
Hey,
let
agreed.
Him know if we break out, we break out with Park. Ivan stays deep, yeah?
Hey.
Ivan! Give him help! Sit deep, man! Deeper! Yeah, deeper! Come on!
God, I can't fucking watch this anymore.
Oh, me neither. This is fucking torture. This should be illegal under some fucking UN charter or something. Jesus Christ.
We just look totally and utterly fucked.
It's almost as if the most troubling football season ever recorded has finally taken a toll on the playing staff, Colin.
Whatever. But I mean, we're still fucking fucked. That Ruben cunt, honestly.
Come on, he hasn't made a difference. Has he?
Do we usually look this fucked? Especially when it's our most important fucking game. They've worked at our weaklings all day. Every player out there has worked the arse off to cover it. And now look, can't even hold the ball.
Hey, we're winning, aren't we?
We're fighting for survival. They're fighting for fucking 15th.
Just shut up, all right? This game is hard enough as it is. Jesus Christ.
I think I can see your piss now.
Oh, what?
Here's Lucas Paquetá. Plays it into Rice. Rice looking up and looking for options. Finds Socek here, who's found himself a bit of space on the edge of the area. And Socek is going to have a go, saved by Riviere, but it comes out to Kyle Francis-Clark! Ah! From salvation to damnation! The trapdoor looms open!
Hold that thought. We're heading to the Credit Master, and it's a disaster.
Total
total disaster for Ashwood City.
Disaster for Ashwood City.
I feel sick. You alright, Billy? I am. Yeah. Dan?
Shit.
Yeah.
I thought we had him.
Yeah, me too. Fuck's sake. Oh, hey, fuck. Hey. I'm crying again.
Hey. It's okay. It's okay.
It's just such a shame. Such a shame. It's really difficult in scenarios like this. It really is. I am truly heartbroken for this football club. I really, really am.
Gents, I just want to say thank you.
Dan.
No, I'm serious. I want to thank you both for refusing to surrender, for staying here for the fight.
Dan.
Woody, let me finish.
Dan, shut up, Luke.
We gave it our best shot, didn't we, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. We did us proud.
You come back up. Championship is fucking shit at the moment.
Yeah, and hey, what's wrong with the Championship? That's a fine footballing establishment.
Why? Hey, hold on.
Oh, please, fucking score. I don't want to be in the Championship.
I thought you were at some action.
Shut up.
This is the last chance, the final battle cry. Riviere scrambling up the field with the ball at his feet. The West Ham half is packed with bodies. Riviere locks it into the box, headed clear by Zuma, to Park, who crosses it again, to Marcelo at the back post, who looks to keep it in, and now here's Jones back to goal! What a turn! Jones shoots, and it's wide! And that is it. The closing chapter of the Ashwood City Premier League story. Not a fairy tale, but a tragedy, a lengthy saga of twists and turns, shock and awe, but ultimately of woe, of disappointment, of heartbreak. Kent have lost their Premier League stakeholder. The people of Ashwood have lost their membership of an elite group. Ashwood City were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. They were just one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. They were, but they are no longer.
Sad scenes at the Credit Master Stadium. End of an era too, of course, Alan, as Ashwood City are relegated from the Premier League for the first time in their history.
Sad but inevitable with that kind of ownership, I'm afraid. Patrick Nolan has been found out. I hope he pays the price for his actions. I really do.
Micah, can Ashwood bounce back next year?
Not unless they get rid of Patrick Nolan. Ashwood City Football Club have been totally dismantled under his ownership. I don't know how they put it back together again.
Yes, well, worrying rumours regarding the future of the club, if they have a future, that is.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.